Welcome back to the Amarello Show. My name is Carla, and you're listening to this on any platform that you click play on it. tough crowd. Hi, guys. Welcome back to another episode. This episode is actually very special to me. Like, I don't think we're kind of close, and it's kind of awkward, but I think that the circumstances don't change the fact that we're here and it's happening, and it's a very special episode for me that we do annually every single year. This is the third run of the Valentine's Day special. Last year I had the honor to host it with some of my really, really close friends that at the time, like, I very much appreciated and felt like it was right for them to come to that episode. And since then, a lot of things had changed. A lot of friendships have come and go. A lot of friendships have, like, increased. I've bonded with so many people that I did not thought I was going to get as close as I am today. But with that said, today we're supposed to record at the studio, go live like we usually do, and then post it on Spotify, Apple Pod, and Google Pod, and all the other mainstream platforms. But there is a freaking snowstorm, which is not even, like, we're gonna talk about that later. Let's not even, like, address it right now. But for this episode, I thought it was, like, it was appropriate to have it's okay though, it's fine. I think this is, like, the right introduction. How are you?
I'm
Should I turn off the lights?
Sure.
Well, lights are off for sure. So, how are you today?
I'm good.
I'm glad. Is this your first Valentine's with a partner, or is this, like, what?
I think this is the second time.
I think this is my second time as well.
Yeah.
I don't know. My first time was very much, like, in high school. I think I was, like, a sophomore. Mm-hmm. My boyfriend at the time bought me, like, this huge teddy bear. Mind you, like, this is, like, my first ever boyfriend, whatever. And it was, like, recess, and we all go outside, like, usually. I know this is not, like, a thing in the States, but all the way up until your senior high school, you have an hour of recess. Like, you go outside, you play. Like, the guys usually play basketball, the girls usually play volleyball. But, like, there's always something going up. So, we went out to eat. We went to the cafeteria, we're eating, we're vibing. And for those who don't know, I went to private school in DR, which is, like, a comparison to public school here, like, there's not that much of a difference, but we do wear uniforms. And, like, on main holidays, like Valentine's Day, the last day of class, December and June, we do get to go with, like, regular clothes. So Valentine's Day, you know, the girls are popping. They be wearing red, pink, white, and I was looking kind of cute. I put in my Converse, ripped jeans, a beautiful, nice white blouse with, like, ruffles. And I had a bob at the time, too. Girl. And then my friends are like, Carla, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, guys, I want to go to the court. Like, the court and the cafeteria spaces are, like, two different spaces, but they're all outside. I was like, guys, I want to go to the court. And they were like, you don't want to go to the court. And I was like, I just said I want to go to the freaking court. Why are we not at the court right now? But our classroom was, like, facing to the court. So, like, I guess they were planning stuff inside and didn't want to let me see it. But I went anyways. And I caught him in the act with, like, our how do you say, like, the teacher that stays with you? Like, your classroom teacher? Yeah, our homeroom teacher was there helping him. And there it was. Super big blue teddy bear that I remember my friends came one day to my house and one of them, like, took his eye off and I was spiraling. It was like the teddy bear was fresh. He was like 2 days old when they cut his eye off, but whatever. That was my first Valentine's Day experience. What about yours?
So my first Valentine's Day experience was when I was a freshman in college. Well, my freshman year in college.
Mm. Here at St. John's?
Yeah.
Mm.
Be
careful, because this episode might come back for you when you're famous.
Okay. So I was with my first girlfriend ever. And I like bought her like so much stuff, like ridiculous. Now I'm sure like probably Laura or Kelly have talked about this before, but because I had to hide it in Kelly's room, since we were all living in the same dorm.
Mm.
Like I had bought her like Victoria's Secret panties, bras.
It's so awkward to do, bro.
I know. Walking around, like by myself,
yeah,
like
trying no to fi- help,
trying
it's
to
crazy.
Figure it out. Like, I was like, I even bought like those like bras with like the sparkly.
Oh no, those are, to me, I hate those. I hate those. I found them to be so cheap looking.
Mm.
I don't know, but I could see why you could think they're like.
I didn't know. I didn't know what I was doing. I bought her a bag.
God.
I bought her.
How much money did you spend?
Oh my God. I don't even know. That was a lot. Like, I also bought her shoes.
We're gonna leave it at that.
A ring? Yeah.
God.
But there's a twist to the story.
Mm.
What's
the twist?
A lot of it was returned.
Oh. I mean, you got your money back.
Well, yeah, but like it was because she wanted to return. Like, it was like, yeah.
She didn't like it?
I guess.
No, you never do that. At least you, like, wait, or you don't tell someone that you want to, like, return. That's crazy.
Like, the bras... Okay, so the bras, I understand because...
They didn't fit her?
They were too big.
Mm.
Or, actually, they were...
Oh, you said, Did you even, like, ask her what was the, like, cup?
Yeah, but apparently there's different types of bras, so it's, like...
Well, I don't know about that, but, yeah.
Bro, no, because, like, they were... There are ones with letters and numbers.
They all have letters and numbers. What are you even taught? Let's stop. Let's stop. Well, I'm glad that you do you think that was like a lesson? Do you think that was a lesson? Or like just an experience that had to happen?
I feel like it was an experience that had to happen.
Okay, that's cute. That's cute.
A lesson.
Popoff King. Popoff. But yeah, usually on this special, I remember the very first time we did the Valentine's Day special, it was like with my close friends at the time back in like high school, and I was like, let's just ask the people to tell us their experiences as well, and like just like tell them,
mm-hmm.
with permission. This is all that you guys submitted by yourselves. But before we do that, you were part of the episode last year, right?
Was I?
I think you were.
I probably was. Yeah, I think I was too, yeah.
Okay, are you okay?
Yeah.
You look so down, you're taking so long to, like, talk.
Oh, because I'm high.
Oh, you can't say that.
Just bleep it out.
You're just making me do extra work right now. I was just gonna, like, put this on live. Just like, boom. Like, nah, I did not want to do all that, but okay. Yeah, shall we get started with this questions, story times? I don't know. Okay, we will. Like, right now.
We will.
Guys, this is, like, a 24/7 type of thing that happens at this house.
We will.
Like, I just get roasted every single day of my life.
It's not roasted.
It is getting roasted.
No, you would think of it as getting roasted.
Because it feels like it, but whatever. Okay, so first one is, me and my situationship finally made it official, but now I don't like him. That's kind of crazy, first of all. Kind of crazy. You don't do that. But you know what, like, we...
Can I read that one? I'm sorry.
She had to give us, like, she or him. They had to give us, like, more context. Because,
But, like...
Do you have to give more context? Like, how long was the chase for? Like, how long was the situationship? Because if you're telling me you guys were talking for, like, a year, I could see how you, like, slowly fell out of love. But also, you saw these persons, like...
Yeah, that's your fault,
game. Like, you should have seen that coming. You should have seen that coming. But I will say, usually when this happens, situationships, usually they're too short. Mm-hmm. It's like, you don't even have the time to call it a situationship. In my opinion, but we need more context for this, so I'm just gonna go with, like,
your fault.
That's on you.
Yeah,
you should have known better 100%. Before you entered into the relationship state. That's... but no blame, just, you know,
no,
let's be careful. We cannot victim blame. What if the victim?
Okay, but we don't know that.
Okay, sure. Next one. My girlfriend
what if it's a he? That's
his or her problem. I don't care. Okay. I don't care. My girlfriend does not watch any of the reels or TikToks I send her. I know it's whatever, but it matters to me. My girlfriend does not watch any of the reels or TikToks I send her. I know it's whatever, but it matters.
Okay. So, say, did you have you has he
expressed? Like, have you communicate? You have to communicate it. There's like, you have to tell her, like, hey babe, like, you never watch things and this is important to me. And I feel like if, like, that person understands that it's important to them, to you, they will, like, start to include that into their daily routine. At least that's how I try to, like, address things. Mm-hmm. From my part. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I think you should say something.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm constantly sending Carla, like, reels every day.
Okay.
It's like every day.
But this is, at one point, it's getting, like, kind of unhinged. Because, like, it's getting to the point where, like, we're in the same space, and I'm probably, like, sleeping, and he sends me, like, 10 plus. There's no need. Like, he just expect me to check them in the morning. I was having this conversation with Kerali too, like, her boyfriend actually gets mad at it. And I was like, girl, like, it's just too much. And, like, it gets hard because at one point he thinks I don't watch them because I just be liking them. He expects me to respond to each and one of them. Like, it's so not...
I don't expect you to... But, like, there's, like, been times where... I would send it, and I would still be in the chat, and I see you just saw it, and then I'd see, like, and I'd be like, you definitely did not just saw it.
Whatever. My boyfriend chooses me over his friends. What should I do? I don't know. Actually, I do know. First of all, you have to say that to your boyfriend. And I feel like there's very clear, like, signs when... I don't think this generally means that your boyfriend doesn't like to spend time with you. But, like, again, context. Like, are you guys a long-distance couple? And when you get together, he only spends time with his friends. Like, the one time that you guys get together, he spends it all, like, playing video games with his friends and not, like, addressing your part, like, you're in the room or something. Like, there's just context to the different types of, like, scenarios that this could be happening. But if this is very constant, I feel like there should be, like, I'm putting my foot down and being like, oh, so you just don't like to spend time with me, period. You're just doing this to, like, I mean, but also for some people, it's like, if you're in the room, that just means that we're spending time together and that's enough for that person. But for you, again, if you complain about something and it's important to you and your partner understands that, they're going to include it into their routine and they're going to, like, solve it.
And, yeah, like, that's assuming that they want to, though.
Yeah, if they don't want to, then we're clipped.
Yeah.
Like, they just borderline don't like you, baby. And I don't know.
Valentine's Day special.
Valentine's Day special, indeed. Calm Valentine, Valentine's idea. I know the person who said this, and it's kind of funny. I'll tell you after. But for now, I'm going to blur all of them. But I feel like paint and sip, it's kind of a good idea. It's very, like, it used to not be very common. Now I feel like everybody does it, like, all year round.
Yeah.
But it is a good idea, especially if it's, like, a one-on-one activity. We do it all the time without the sipping, but, like, we be painting.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool. Fun. Yeah, it is very fun.
I would say, I'm not trying to give the sauce away.
What are you with? First of all, get a teddy bear.
You know, flowers go a long way.
But, like, ideas is, like, gift ideas or, like, activities?
In terms of activities, like, I mean, this is also dependent on, like, where you live and stuff. But, like, in our case, I would go, like, museum.
You could do, like, a little museum date.
Anything with food, really.
Like, literally, I was just thinking of doing, like, a food tour where you guys just, like, do, like, appetizer at one. Entree at another, like, yeah, just like that.
Yeah, like that TikTok thing.
Yeah, like that TikTok trend where you put the roulette and you just go. Word. You could go ice skating if it's like weather a place permitting. Like New York, or like it's currently snowing like today.
Yeah.
What else? If you guys want to keep it inside, cook a little dinner, turn some candles on, like. Play some video games too. There's a couple of video games that you could do like duo if you guys are into that. That's a great idea. Netflix and chill never goes wrong, in my opinion. I'd be eating that up every single time, but that depends on the person. You could do like DIY chocolate covered strawberries, like do stuff that's simple but that includes like put in energy and thought, because that goes way, like, you're gonna remember that a lot more than just like a very expensive dinner, in my opinion. I agree with that. It's literally my opinion. I agree with myself a lot. How to build a roster. I don't know if we should be talking about this.
This is
take this to like Alpha Male Podcast. Not this one, but
that's funny.
How to build a roster, Adam? I wouldn't know. I think like for some people it comes natural. For some people it comes natural. Some no. people what?
What are you doing? That's question.
Okay. Right. What
this
are some
set up? This is a setup.
Shut up. What are some gifts I can give my boyfriend or girlfriend? I'll say girlfriend and you say boyfriend since you're the man. For girls, like, I know people say like, we don't want flowers. We do, bro. We definitely do want flowers. Like there's like a huge amount of girls out there that have never ever received a bouquet of flowers. That goes such a long way. If your girl doesn't like flowers, get her chocolate thingies and like put them in rolling paper. Rolling paper is crazy. Wrapping paper, something. I don't know. Flowers go a long way. Every girl will appreciate flowers, even if it's like a single one. Letters. Handwritten letters. I am a very, like, I'm a writer. Like, I be writing. And to be loved, I mean, I think, Ehab, you should talk about this. Like, how many letters I've written you since we started, like,
talking? I have talking. Most of them, I think.
Yeah.
I still have most of them.
Like, to be loved by a writer is so, like, it's beautiful. So if you can write, like, a single letter, trust me right now, a girl will remember that. And she'll carry that to her grave. Unless you, like, do her dirty, which you're wrong for that. But she'll keep that letter or she'll burn it. One or the other. But if you do it things right, she'll keep it. I personally do not like chocolates, but edible arrangements are beautiful. And some of them are expensive, some of them are not as expensive. If you DIY them, they're not as expensive. But like fruit, like candy, like that, it's good. That's good. That it's good. I love me some edible arrangements. If your girl is like in the collector side, like Funko Pops, I know a lot of girls that be collecting them. Also, guys, that's a good like gift idea for a boyfriend. I personally love makeup, I love skincare, and I love candles. So a candle goes a long way for me. If it's like hair pieces, like clothing, all of that, bags, shoes, undies. I don't know about undies. We heard that story already, so make sure you just get the sizing correctly. Not gonna lie to you. But what about boyfriends? Partners?
I mean, for guys, I feel like girls like to overthink gifts.
It's because it's difficult. It's not overthinking. It's kind of difficult.
What's difficult about giving a guy a gift?
Because, like, what would you want? Tell me right now. Actually, me trying to, like, get ideas, so what should I
get you? Because, like, the thing is, right, like, half the time, guys don't even know what they want themselves, so you literally have free range to get anything.
And, like, anything would be appreciated.
Yeah.
A hair comb?
Okay, like, realistically speaking. Mm. So, like, I mean, obviously, it's also determinant on the guy themselves. Like, you could literally just buy them a video game. Like, it's as simple as that.
I like that. Or, like, a video game is actually a cool idea. A gift card? For girls, too, gift cards are, like, a nice, like, my hands are on fire right now. Let me just do whatever. And you'll succeed because the gift card, like, yeah, it's good. I could just get whatever I want with your money. But it's technically not your money. The next question is, what do you think? I think it was that. What do you think about Valentine's Day? Like, what are your thoughts and opinions?
In terms of what? Like,
what do you think about it? Is it like... Okay, I'll go first.
Yeah, because I don't know how to answer that.
Like, for those who don't know, Valentine's Day is my favorite holiday. It used to be New Year's, but I started falling in love with it because I resonate a lot. It resonates a lot with who I am. So, I really like it. I do see how it is like a commercial type of holiday. Like, people use it to their advantage to advertise, market, sell. But the fact there is a day dedicated to love and to remind people that they should love every single day of their lives all year long is very special to me. And most Valentine's days in my life, I spent them single. So I don't think there is like a relevancy in like Valentine's doesn't matter if you don't have a partner. Like, it, like, you have your girls, you have your friends, you have your family. That those are the type of things that remind you that I should say I love you today. And it reminds you to say I love you every single day before that or after that. It's like a nice reminder that there is people that love you and are not willing to celebrate like the love that you guys share with each other. So that's why I really like Valentine's Day. Of course, this Valentine's Day is different. Would I rather be single than with like a partner? No. But that does not diminish the fact that it is still a nice holiday and I really, really enjoy it. What about you?
I mean, personally, I don't think I've never appreciated Valentine's Day as a holiday until like the first time I actually like celebrated it, I guess. It's like a day, you know, it's like where you could like show like you show appreciation. You should be showing appreciation like as much as you can, obviously. But you know, like this is the day we could take a step. You give yourself a reason to step it up a notch, almost.
Yeah. I mean, you don't have to wait for it to be Valentine's Day to do something nice for someone.
Yeah, exactly.
Or your, especially if it's like your partner that we're talking about. But yeah, what are your plans with Valentine's Day? Literally tomorrow, a few hours. What are your plans?
Tell me.
This is a setup, guys. Everything it was. You don't have any plans? You're not going anywhere? What are you doing?
You know all these answers to these questions.
You were looking for your phone?
No.
Oh. Well, it's here.
I'll just fix it.
No. Now I have to cut that.
My back.
God, your back?
Yeah, I was just fixing my back.
You burped.
Okay.
Girl.
It's natural.
Is it?
Yeah.
No. Well, I think that these are all the questions that we've had so far. I've had a couple story times that I've read. I'm not going to share them.
Too much?
A little bit. But, you know, I really do hope that everyone that listened to the episode has a great Valentine's Day and enjoys it as much as I hope I will. We're not going to talk about Valentine's Day last year because I feel like we overcame. What is it? Overcame?
Yeah.
You don't even know.
It is.
Is it? Are you sure?
Yeah, because overcome would be to say that we just overcome.
We overcame it.
Okay.
And
well, I mean, by we, you mean
you? Yeah, because I'm still on it, girl. Like I'm so pissed and sad. But here's to a better Valentine's Day. You're like, the pressure is like
pressure's on.
And you know, if you're listening to this, just remember that there's people out there that love you. I love you.
She doesn't know who you are.
I don't care. I love you because if you decided to listen all the way here, this I love you is worth it.
That's cute.
But to all my friends, to my family, I love you all, and I really do hope that all of you get a great Valentine's Day. And I love you.
I love you more.
No.
Yeah.
No! Yes. God, bro. I'm going to cut this part.
Why would you?
Ew. Yeah. But, yes, and I'll see you guys in the next episode, which is most likely going to be the hazard. The hazard.
Hazard.
The reality of being a communications major. We did not do that last week because of technical difficulties, which technical difficulties in parentheses is literally they had to like host the basketball game, so they had to broadcast it, so I couldn't do my show. But it's okay. Go New York's team. Go New York's team. We're going to do that next week with all my cum majors friends, and stay tuned to the Instagram. Definitely follow the Instagram. And I'm going to be posting a lot of content, interviews to cum majors around campus. And also, you'll get to see the beautiful flyers I spend time doing for each and one of my episodes. But yeah, have a great Valentine's Day, guys. Thank you for coming to my show. How did you like it? You liked it?
Yeah, it was fun. I liked it.
Yeah, like that's the only right response. But yes, see you guys next week, Tuesday, 6 to 7. WSU Radio through iHeartRadio. Love you guys.